This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We had a great conversation, like we always do.
Mike Florio, ProFootballTalk.com, NBC Sports, Twitter.com/ProFootballTalk.
Day by day,
day by day,
we get better and better.
We get better and better.
We get
beat.
NFL Insider, Mike Florio.
Mullion Hall, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to the score. It is always a joy to talk to Mike Florio. He joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Hotline, home of the real deal. Good morning, Michael. How are
morning,
you?
Mike. Hey, doing great. How are you guys?
We're all pumped up. We are all excited and ready for the draft, even though it's still a ways away, and for the Bears, even farther away than that. But you can't ruin our enthusiasm for it. It's so many different things are going to happen, Mike, and the future of the league will be laid out in front of us.
You weren't directing that at me personally. I'm not going to try to ruin your enthusiasm for it. It's in my interest to get everybody enthusiastic about it. I'm here trying to sell the veal.
So, Mike, why did the league decide to release a schedule on a Wednesday night? That's a change from past years when it used to be released on a Thursday.
Well, it's a Holy Thursday, so people will be at church, even though it's not a holy day of obligation. I try that every year, and it doesn't work. But I shouldn't joke about things like that, but it is one of the holiest nights on the Catholic calendar, so Wednesday night makes sense. It's always this week. They like to get it out a week before the draft, although at least one owner has told me that there's a preference in some circles to delay the release of the schedule until after the draft, because then they can factor in where all the big-name rookies land when crafting those high-profile primetime games that deliver the most money, the biggest ratings, the most buzz. I mean, for example, if we know Kyler Murray is going to be on the Cardinals, then Cardinals at 49ers week one is the back end of the ESPN Monday night doubleheader. That's a pretty good game. If they don't take Kyler Murray, who cares about that game? So why not wait until after the draft to lock in those games?
I can attest that Mike is a regular communicant because I've seen him every Super Bowl Sunday at Mass. You go in the morning. I usually go with the great Dan Pompey, and we spy you in the church. So God bless you, Mike.
Well, I this is a longer philosophical question, but it's been a tougher burden for me in recent years in light of some of the various items that have made their way into the news media. But other than that, yes, I was raised that way, and 12 years of guilt hammered into me. And I don't know, that guilt's a good thing, that guilt's a bad thing. That guilt has kept me out of a lot of potentially difficult situations over the years, because the prospect of getting my knuckles wrapped with a ruler always rattles around inside my brain.
What do you think of Russell Wilson as the highest paid player now in football, and the latest quarterback to push the bar? And of course, it's just the latest guy to sign. The next guy will do better, but it's a ton of money.
Think about this. June 22, 2017, Derek Carr became, at the time, the highest paid quarterback in league history with a new money average of $25 million per year. We are less than 22 months since then, and the new money average per year is $10 million higher already. So, you know, for a while the market sputtered. Aaron Rodgers, excuse me, was at number one with $22 million per year. It stayed there for 3 or 4 years. Now it's been going up and up and up and up. And I'm surprised that Wilson has locked in for 5 years at the money he's getting, because he's going to get leapfrogged again and again and again. And 3 or 4 years from now, it is not going to look like a good deal. Just like $21.9 million per year, which was the new money average on his last contract, looked like not a good deal a few years after the fact, once other guys, lesser guys, started getting more money. So that's what's going to happen. It's going to keep going up and up. And somebody at some point, and I think it's going to be Baker Mayfield, but somebody is going to get a contract that is tied to a percentage of the salary cap. So as the cap grows, as the market grows, you're going to see that number that was previously determined to be at a certain amount get higher and higher. Because look, you got new TV deal, new CBA, gambling money. There's a chance Russell Wilson is going to regret this within 2 or 3 years.
Maybe that's the sacrifice his agent was referring to. Maybe there are some concessions he had to make. But at the end of the day, though, Mike, he wanted to stay. I mean, all the stuff about the Giants and all the stuff about the other teams being interested in trade value, that was all leveraged, wasn't it? Because in the end, he was motivated to stay in Seattle, and I think him signing this contract proved it.
Well, and I don't know that it was all leverage, because the quote from his agent to the Seattle Times, the idea of playing elsewhere was not as appealing as playing right here, the place he and his family call home. That tells me that they at least pondered the idea of playing elsewhere and decided it's not as appealing. So you never know how this is all going to play out. And they gave the Seahawks that deadline, and they convinced them it was a real deadline. And they convinced them that if they did not sign Wilson to the long-term deal he wants now, he's never signing another long-term deal with Seattle, which, when you consider that you would never sign a long-term deal with Seattle ever again, that's why the Seahawks believed that he did want to play elsewhere. I was told over the weekend that they think he wants to leave, and that fear was enough to get them to exceed what Aaron Rodgers made in new money under the contract he just signed last August at $33.5 million. Now they're up to $35 million, and maybe in another 8 months, it's going to be Patrick Mahomes that goes north of $35 million when the Chiefs give him his next contract.
It's interesting. Matthew Stafford has a $500,000 workout bonus for working in the offseason program, but his wife is recovering from brain surgery. So he's nowhere to be found with the Lions, obviously. And I just wonder, how will the team handle that? Would they, you know, it's, I mean, come on, workout money. Would they give it to him anyway, or would they, you know, make a big deal out of it? And how would that be left if indeed something were to go awry there?
Yeah, I think that the smart move for the Lions and the right thing for the Lions is to give him that credit.
Yep.
Yeah, it's typically a very high bar to achieve the credit for participation in the offseason program. Sometimes it's north of 90%. And, you know, it's not like he is boycotting or making a statement or just sitting at home doing nothing. He's got very real reasons to be there. He's got to help with three small children while his wife recuperates. And she's very concerned about rushing her recuperation. So she you know, this was in her original statement, that she feels like she's going to push herself to get back on her feet too quickly because she feels like she has to help take care of the kids. So I'd be shocked if the Lions give him a hard time about this. Is a rare set of circumstances, and you know, it's a scary situation for the family. And the last thing you want with a guy that you've invested so much in is to send a message that you really don't care about him the way that you've acted like you do, because that's a message that resonates throughout the organization.
Right.
If there's a high profile player or anyone like that in a similar situation that the team isn't appropriately sensitive to, that can wreck the morale of the entire football operation and the entire business operation as well.
Mike, the Kansas City Star reports this morning that the Johnson County District Attorney's Office investigation into Tyreek Hill and allegations of potential incidents involving battery and child abuse remains ongoing. Yesterday, Andy Reid, the Chiefs coach, did a little tap dancing, did not say much or add much to the discussion. Where do you think that's headed?
Well, look, here's the thing, and I want to separate what actually happened, because we don't know what actually happened, from what they ultimately can prove. And without video, look at Kareem Hunt. Kareem Hunt would still be a member of the Chiefs. He would have been available to them throughout all of the 2018 season, but for the fact that there was a video that popped up in late November and the Chiefs reacted to it by cutting him. And if there's no video, if there's no objective proof of Tyreek Hill doing something that would qualify him for scrutiny from the criminal justice system, that would result in any type of personal conduct policy proceeding against him, what happens? If it's just human testimony, if it's recollections and biases that, you know, you have people involved in this that aren't going to want to screw up Tyreek Hill's ability to keep making money at an extremely high rate, I think there are going to be natural imperfections in testimony. So without something that is clear and objective and undisputable, I think it's going to be hard for anybody to really do anything here. And, You know, it's a shame because it's a shame if there's a disconnect between that and what really happened. If this is all being, you know, used as a device to avoid accountability for something that shouldn't have happened, that's a shame. But, you know, anytime we can't get to the truth or that we can't reliably come to a conclusion as to what happened, that is an unfortunate outcome. And I just think we have to be realistic about the fact that if something did happen that shouldn't have happened, it's going to be very difficult to prove it.
Mike, the Bears have signed the former AAF kicker, Elliott Fry, to go with Chris Blewett and Redford Jones as the three guys they're going to camp with. And everybody in Chicago has been hoping that something would go awry with Robbie Gould and the Niners. And I know he hasn't reported yet for workouts. I don't know if that's a veteran thing. Certainly they have control over him, and they're not just going to give him to the Bears. But what's the thinking with the Bears? Do they draft one? They've got three kickers now going into camp. Maybe get an undrafted guy. You got four. You have a kickoff, and then maybe you hope someone gets cut. I don't know.
I mean, here's the thing. Kicker is one of the few positions in football where the supply of available players far outweighs the demand. And you can find guys anywhere and everywhere, and it's a rarity that somebody's going to be drafted, you know, in round one like Sebastian Janikowski. I remember the kicker out of UCLA who was can't miss, and he couldn't make for the Cardinals. I think it was John Lee. Remember him? That was years ago. He was a high draft pick of the Cardinals. You can find guys undrafted. You can find guys who are cheap, and you let them win the job through the fires of competition. And if they can make their kicks when there are three or four other candidates all vying for the same gig, chances are that they're going to be more likely to make the kicks when it's time to go out and make them during games. But it is a very fungible position in the NFL. If you have a bad one, it's glaring. If you have a good one, it's almost not even noticeable. And I know the Bears would like to get back to a point where they have a kicker who is largely not noticeable until he's gone.
Mike, how concerned is the league about the announcement from AT&T that they're dropping the NFL Network from all DirecTV and UVerse packages?
Is it DirecTV? Because at first it was UVerse, but it's still on DirecTV. I mean, how does DirecTV keep Sunday Ticket if AT&T and DirecTV are going to drop NFL Network? Is this a precursor to it being wiped away? I mean, there's been some talk that DirecTV is not going to have the Sunday Ticket package, which, I mean, the reason I got DirecTV in the first place in 1997 was because of Sunday Ticket. And I know it's probably going to be a pain to go up and take that dish off the top of the house, but, you know, I'm not going to keep DirecTV if it doesn't have Sunday Ticket. Hell, I'm not even here to watch the games on Sunday. But, you know, that's why most people have DirecTV, because it had that access to the Sunday Ticket package. So when I saw last night that it's off of UVerse and I think DirecTV Now, but still on DirecTV, if it goes off of DirecTV, if NFL Network goes and Sunday Ticket goes, that's going to change the landscape for a lot of people. And I think it's going to cause a lot of people to say, see you later, DirecTV.
Absolutely. It's confusing right now. They need to answer some questions.
No doubt. Mike, thank you a ton. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Mike.
All right. See you guys.
That is Mike Florio. Always a joy to talk to him. And always a joy to talk to Dan and Connor. So we'll welcome them in next. Maybe we can get into some of this framing discussion that Dustin has been enjoying so much all morning.
Yes. Yeah,
okay. Does that sound good, buddy?
You can bring it up.
Now he's walking out the door.
On, I get a kick out of you guys.
See you, Dustin. See you tomorrow.
It'll be Dan and Connor joining us next. Mully and Haw on the Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.